John Levinson voiced a few of the complaints that many commuters in the room shared.
The trains are expensive, they aren't on time, and they break down.
But that wasn't all of it. There were concerns about the safety of the rails following two derailments in recent months. Several riders complained of crowded cars and poor communication. They said digital signs at stations display nothing more than the date. Tommy Sorafino of Westport was one of several speakers who suggested the problems may impact real estate.
How many people are going to want to buy homes and pay taxes in Connecticut with the type of commute we're going to have? Yeah.
John Kesich, the senior vice president of operations for Metro North, said the railroad is listening to the concerns.
The message is loud and clear from you here in this room tonight. It's also loud and clear from the state of Connecticut and in their interactions with us over the years.
He said Metro North is committed to providing the level of service that riders expect. The meeting got heated at a few moments, including when Kesich responded to an accusation that Metro North doesn't care about the riders.
If we didn't care, we wouldn't be here.
Metro North is funded by Connecticut's Department of Transportation, and its commissioner, James Redeker, told the audience that the state has increased its funding of the railroad. He said the state budget for transportation is 165% higher than it was 4 years ago. Mitch Fuchs of Fairfield told Redeker that doesn't mean much, since the railroad has been underfunded for decades.
So what is 165%? Nothing. Nothing.
I don't disagree. There's been 25 years of neglect, and we're trying to catch up.
Redeker said Metro North officials have committed to creating a comprehensive action plan for improvement of the system. Meanwhile, the National Transportation Safety Board, the Federal Railroad Administration, and other groups are working on investigations into Metro North's recent problems. Craig LaMalt, WSHU News.